This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Chow with this ABC 10 News update. A Camp Pendleton Marine imprisoned in Russia since 2019 is now free. Trevor Reed sentenced to 9 years in prison in July 2020 after he was accused of endangering the life and health of Russian police officers during an altercation. There were concerns about Reed's health. His family says he has been coughing up blood and has lung issues. Reed's release happened because of a prisoner swap for a Russian citizen who was sentenced to 20 years by an American court in 2010. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors voting unanimously to find county property that can be used as a shelter for migrants. Officials say they want to be prepared for a potential influx of migrants into San Diego once Title 42 is lifted. Back in 2019, the old family courthouse downtown was used to house migrant families. The county's plan would create a committee to identify a similar location and get state and federal funding. Today marks 3 years since the Poway Synagogue shooting. On this day in 2019, John Ernest opened fire at the Chabad of Poway, killing a woman and injuring three others. Ernest received 2 life sentences last year. Today, to mark this anniversary, the California Legislative Jewish Caucus is holding a statewide anti-Semitism training workshop for state officials. State Senate and Assembly members will attend a virtual meeting to learn strategies to combat rising anti-Semitism. All right, let's talk about the forecast today because it sounds like another good one.
Right. Again, if you love the cooler temperatures, you're going to love what we have in store for the second half of the week. The weekend, different story. We'll get more into that in just a moment. But satellite radar composite shows that onshore flow continuing to pack along the coastal and inland communities. That will contribute again to cooler conditions as we look ahead to this afternoon. We'll be about 5 to 10 degrees cooler, topping out in the mid to upper 60s along the beaches, low 70s for the inland valleys, low 60s in the mountains, and 90s in the desert. Speaking of the deserts, we will have gusty winds as well. Really peaking tomorrow, we're talking about gusts anywhere from 50 to 60 miles per hour, especially tomorrow evening. The 3-day temperature trend will continue to climb down the ladder tomorrow, being our coolest day, and then we'll rise back up just in time for the end of the week into the weekend. Coastal highs for Saturday are going to get back into the 70s, and then we have another weak disturbance that will drop us back to the 60s next Monday and Tuesday. Virginia.
Thank you, Vanessa. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Chaw.